We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I absolutely can't believe these allegations. And it's absolutely ridiculous what the left does. They do this over and over and over.
8:48 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. New tankers, McConnell Air Force Base, we're getting close. Bill Roy's Wichita Business Journal update is also close, just a few minutes away. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
This morning, 10 o'clock, the funeral for slain Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Kunze. It takes place at Central Community Church on West Maple.
Two.
One person died early this morning. It was in a house fire. That was at a mobile home in Hayesville.
One.
In pro football, the Cleveland Browns finally got a win last night, snapping a winless streak that had lasted for 21 months. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And traffic accident. Watch out. We've still got that traffic accident. It's on the ramp from southbound I-235 to Seneca. Down there in South Wichita, traffic accident right there. Traffic on KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast as we head into the weekend, a lot different than it's been all week. A gusty wind out of the north today with cooler air in place after our morning showers pretty much come to an end. High today of 71. It's 23 degrees below what it was yesterday. And that leads to a fairly cool evening. Overnight low tonight down to 48 under a partly cloudy sky. And we're looking at a sunny sky this weekend. High tomorrow, 74. High Sunday, 78. Currently in Wichita, still some scattered remnants of light rain. A breeze out of the north. It is 69 degrees. And the high today is 71. So we're basically already within 2 degrees of what our high is going to be today. KNSS News Time is 8:49. Don't forget, at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck program will be coming your way, including, as always on Fridays, got special guest Bill O'Reilly with the news of the week. That's always a great segment on Friday mornings on Glenn Beck. Other topics today include the Trump economy moving full speed ahead, and a friend of Kavanaugh's accuser admits to knowing nothing. So that's all coming up at 9 o'clock, between 9 and 11 this morning, right after Steve and Ted on the Glenn Beck program. This is the final full day of summer. The autumnal equinox arrives at 8:54 tomorrow night, basically halfway between, summer and winter. About half of the day will be light, half the dark, 12 hours each approximately tomorrow, and the days continue to get shorter. And everything is pumpkin spice. That's right. What is pumpkin spice? It's not a single spice. It is a blend of spice, and it doesn't contain pumpkin.
No, it doesn't.
It's a recipe from Epicurious.
Clove is part of it.
Which includes, you are correct, cloves, nutmeg, allspice, ginger, and cinnamon.
Okay.
It's autumnal. They call it pumpkin spice, but it does not contain pumpkin. And what's my other? I had another. We'll just move on. I thought I had another piece of little trivia for you from the autumnal equinox, but I don't think I do, so we're going to move on.
Are you a fan of pumpkin spice?
Not really. No. I'm not sure it weighs heavily on me.
I'm not a big,
are you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Anything that involves pumpkin, not a big fan of.
I mean, I'll have a nice big slice of pumpkin pie once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while.
A very healthy dose of whipped cream accompanying that.
I'll eat that about once a year.
But otherwise, It is 8:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's take a look at business news, a local business update with editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. Hey, those new Air Force tankers, we're counting down the days. Bill Roy with us this morning. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, the Wichita economic impact of the new tanker program at McConnell Air Force Base. Those tankers expected to begin arriving next month and will be here for Thanksgiving, hopefully, at least some of them. When they get here, they'll be at a base that has already spent more than $265 million on improvements to prepare. Another big factor as the program ramps up, it'll need another 400 airmen who will call McConnell and Wichita home. Jeremy Hill at the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State says we should think of military growth as an industry of its own, as if a new manufacturing plant came to town. Not only new spending by those new airmen that will have an impact, so will the skills that they bring to the Wichita area. And many of them could decide to live here when they're finished with their service. This week we spend 10 minutes with Cindy Miles. She's the executive director of the Nonprofit Chamber of Service. Miles came to Wichita from Tulsa, says she was surprised to see that Wichita had not developed the riverfront like Tulsa had. And she sees the lack of mental health services in Wichita as a hindrance to improving the city's quality of life. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, Bill, I found that piece of Equinox trivia I was looking for.
Okay.
The Stonehenge is the deal in England where you go and on the solstice,
right,
for some kind of consequence. But on the equinox,
around there,
yeah, there's the pyramid in Mexico at Chichen Itza on the Yucatan. On the equinox, the Mayans built it 1,000 years ago, and that on the equinox day, that cast a shadow outlining the body of Kukulkan, a feathered snake god. And the serpent-headed statue is at the bottom of the pyramid, and when the sun sets on the day of the equinox, the sunlight and shadow show the body of the serpent joining with the head.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that heavy?
That's wild.
How about that? Yeah. I know.
And then tomorrow is
the
only
tomorrow.
Day that'll happen.
That, and then I guess it does it in spring, too. So
that
it's weird. It's
amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, okay, what do we got? What's our national day of today? This is, what, September 21st? National Chai Day, National New York Day, National Pecan Cookie Day. Anything snappy? None of those really jive with me.
Not really, no. It's okay.
You're not one of those chai tea guys?
No. Boy, my daughters are, my wife.
Really?
Not me, no.
Yeah, you're more likely to have, you know, an ice cream sandwich and...
Exactly.
And some Cheetos.
Exactly.
Yeah, come on.
and not a better combination can you find.
Exactly. Bill, we'll let
Cheetos
you go.
An ice cream sandwich.
Move on into your final day of full day of summer. Enjoy.
Have a great weekend.
We appreciate it. That's Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.